Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Executive Director of Doctors Without Borders tells ABC's This Week.
For sure, this cannot last long. Even the UN was estimating today that 1 million women and girls are at risk of starvation right now.
President's Middle Eastern envoy Steve Witkoff is in the region. He visited an aid distribution site Friday. Today, he met with Israeli hostage families and said the U.S. goal is to get all hostages released at once. The former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers told ABC that President Trump's firing of the Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics over the jobs report is the stuff of authoritarianism. And it's day three of the manhunt for Michael Paul Brown, suspected of killing four people in a shooting Friday in southwest Montana. This is ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
The air quality alert for our area has been extended until noontime tomorrow. That, according to meteorologist Nick Grunseth. Hazy sunshine today. We're looking for a high temperature near 80. The air quality issue will continue at least until tomorrow. More than likely, according to some meteorologists' talk, it could go beyond that as well. So keep it tuned to WRCO-FM for air quality updates. Tonight, partly cloudy, feeling comfortable, 55, some fog after midnight. We'll wake up to fog tomorrow, and then mostly sunny with a high of 81. The worst floor and home thermometer showing 75 degrees.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
With news on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. A Richland Center resident died in a fatal crash in the town of Clyde. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Friday night at approximately 7:45 p.m., the Iowa County 911 Center received a report of a serious crash on State Highway 130 north of Spring Valley Road in the town of Clyde. The preliminary investigation indicates that Lucas Weitzel, 21 of Richland Center, was operating a motorcycle northbound at a high rate of speed when he lost control on a curve and struck a guardrail. Bystanders and emergency responders immediately attempted life-saving measures, but despite their efforts, Lucas Weitzel was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. This marks Iowa County's sixth fatal crash of 2025. Emergency response to the incident included Lone Rock Fire Department, Dodgeville EMS, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, the Avoca Fire Department, and UW MedFlight. You can experience Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's summer musical, Little Shop of Horrors. If you haven't seen it yet, Do not miss the final performance this afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults and $10 for children. Under 18, $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's Little Shop of Horrors is considered PG-13 and not recommended for smaller children. The Richland County Highway Department will be blacktopping in Allison Park on State Highway 80 Tuesday, August 5th. The Highway Department will be closing the intersection of State Highway 80 and Sunset Lane from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If possible, please avoid that intersection. Archers interested in applying for an opportunity to receive a 2025 Dane County Parks Archery Limited Access Permit may apply through Monday, August 11th. The program provides opportunities for archers to hunt deer and fall turkey on specific county lands within the required DNR hunting license agreements. This year, 213 limited access archery permits will be available. Youth 15 years of age and younger may accompany and hunt under the direction of a valid permit holder. Participants 16 years of age and older are limited to one permit, non-transferable, for one property for the fall hunting season. Archers who would like to participate in the archery program will have until midnight Monday, August 11th to apply online. DaneCountyParks.com/recreation/hunting/archery. The fee for the online application is $3. Winners will be selected through a random computer drawing on Tuesday, August 12th. Winners will be notified via email with a link to purchase the permit for the property won. Permits must be purchased online by 4 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, August 25th, or will be forfeited and entered into a second drawing. Once purchased, a plastic permit will be mailed, which must be carried and visibly displayed by the permit holder while hunting. The cost of the permit is $20 and helps offset the program administrative costs. Dane County also offers hunting opportunities that require no access permit. To find out more information on the county wildlife areas and all public lands open to hunting within Dane County, check the hunting opportunities page of the park's website, or you can call 608-224-3730. National Night Out events will be held around the country this Tuesday, August 5th. National Night Out is an opportunity annually for community building campaign. It's held on the first Tuesday of August every year, and it promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. Betsy Raisler is the program director for Partners for Prevention.
It started in 1973 in Ohio. And we hadn't implemented an event here in Richland Center, so the Partners for Prevention reached out to law enforcement because it did begin as a partnership between law enforcement and the community as a way to strengthen partnerships. So that expanded to first responders. So it has a long history in the United States, and you know, see something, say something, partnerships, giving a common citizen the ability to assist with law enforcement if there's issues. And so it's been a great tradition as a national event, and now we have one here locally in our fifth year.
Partners for Prevention began National Night Out in Richland County in 2020 as a way to complete a goal of building partnerships in the community. Once again, Program Director Betsy Raisler.
Our number one goal is to increase collaboration in the community. So this is an event that does that specifically, brings groups together. Our specific mission is to reduce substance use among young people. And so as a event like this, bringing people together, that builds relationships. And so who knows what you can do beyond an event? You can do other things, building on those relationships and connections.
The fifth annual Richland County National Night Out will be hosted by the new nonprofit Richland County National Night Out, made up of members of law enforcement, the fire department, ambulance, and members of Partners for Prevention of Richland County. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gauld says it's an opportunity for the community to meet law enforcement, fire, and ambulance in a non-stressful environment.
I think it's important just to introduce the kids to the firefighters, to the sheriff's department, the city police, in a non-emergency situation, because if they just see us, they could be scared of us in our turnout gear, and it's probably a really bad day if we're there. And this way they can see the trucks and understand that we're not scary people in our gear with our SCBAs on and things, that just neighbors trying to help out our community members.
The 5th annual National Night Out will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. at a new location this year. This year's event will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The evening will include canine demonstrations, emergency vehicle displays and demonstrations, a first responder team challenge, Tiny Acres Animals, Bounce Houses, DJ Music with Phil Nee and Gary Goodconnect, and back this year will be the K9 5 Walk Run, beginning at 5:30 with registration at 4:30. The 5th annual Richland County National Night Out will be held Tuesday from 5 to 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Everyone's invited, all ages included. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase from the Kiwanis Club, Lions Club 4-H, and the Boy Scouts.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources extended the air quality advisory throughout Wisconsin that ended midday today. However, please be advised that could be extended as sensitive groups are reminded to consider rescheduling or moving activities. Canadian wildfire smoke will continue to impact Wisconsin service air quality through the end of the weekend. A mix of unhealthy for sensitive groups, AQI, and unhealthy AQI is forecast as smoke recirculates around a slowly moving surface high pressure system. Heavier smoke is expected across northern and eastern Wisconsin. Lighter impacts are more likely for southern and western counties through the day. A few locations may end up in the upper range of moderate AQI. Conditions will continue to be reevaluated on a day-to-day basis heading into the week. Sensitive groups are reminded to consider rescheduling or moving all activities indoors. If you have asthma, you should follow your asthma action plan and keep quick relief medicine handy. People with heart disease who have symptoms such as palpitations, shortness of breath, or unusual fatigue could be experiencing a serious problem due to air quality. If you have any of these symptoms, contact your health care provider immediately. Everyone else should keep outdoor activities shorter and less intense. Go inside if you develop symptoms. For more information on current air quality, you can visit airquality.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that state residents can become community scientists by participating in the Game Bird Survey, open now through the end of August. These surveys are designed to measure the reproductive status of game birds, an indicator of the productivity of Wisconsin's game bird population. The data from these surveys, along with harvest information, provide DNR scientists with the key elements needed to make informed management decisions for their species. Participation in the Game Bird Survey survey requires no registration, and observations can be recorded using a mobile device. Members of the public can collect information on the types and numbers of game bird broods they observe during the summer months. This information is the basis for monitoring the reproduction of game birds for the breeding year. The deadline to submit observations is August 31st. In a vehicle, participants should only record sightings when their vehicle is stopped and not in motion. For more information and a link to download the survey, it's all available on the DNR's Game Bird Survey webpage. Two Wisconsinites have now died from a rare tick-borne Powassan virus this year. Officials at the Department of Health Services informed civic media that two people have died from the virus and at least eight others have been hospitalized. Civic Media's Melissa Kay explains what Powassan is and how it's spread.
We know black-legged ticks, also called deer ticks, are responsible for spreading Lyme disease, but they're also the culprits behind the recent confirmed cases of Powassan virus in our state. The symptoms are similar to viral encephalitis or inflammation of the brain.
Fevers and headaches and malaise, not eating, not drinking, not communicating. So basically brain on fire symptoms.
That's Dr. James Thatcher. He's a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. He said that while the virus is rare, the severity is alarming. If you've received a tick bite and develop any symptoms, you should let your loved ones know and seek medical care immediately.
If you're not well, you should really make sure you're in communication with family if you're alone, and make sure that someone's checking on you. My biggest concern with viral encephalitis is dehydration.
Dr. Thatcher said the best way to protect yourself is to prevent bites in the first place. You can use chemicals like DEET, but natural alternatives also work.
Cedarwood oil, lemongrass, thyme, clove that help repel ticks, but also the other bugs.
It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Before there was a post office in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a wiki source, it's titled The Yankee and the Teuton in Wisconsin, Muscadet, 1763 to 1856. The reference number is 86. It was then a post office because none was opened by 1847. Hard to explain? The language used in this correspondent came from the Prairie du Chien Patriot, dated February 23rd, 1847. Who says this? And I quote, "The mail from Mineral Point to Muscadet." And you'll note that Muscadet was spelled with a K instead of a C, M-U-S-K-O-D-A. As the mail goes there once a week, there is no post office in Richland County. There is, however, a post office in Muscadet. The census of 1846 assigns to the Northern District of Grant County 1,482 persons were located there. It is possible to identify the list of the heads of families. Six family names were very common in Muscadet: John D. Parrish, James Smith, Manuel Denston, Thomas Waters, William Garland, and Richard Hall. All of these met again for the census of December 1st, 1847, now called the Muscadet Precinct. This time, Muscadet is spelled, as it is, M-U-S-C-O-D-A, but there is a Y at the end, Muscadet. That, of course, is in Grant County. Listed separately, this precinct seems to have included townships in the present-day towns of Muscadet, Castle Rock, Waterstown, and Hickory Grove, all located to the south. That precinct is credited with 13 families aggregating a total of 77 persons. Mr. Garland, in the county history, has that managing a hotel in Muscadet, and now it's spelled the normal way, M-U-S-C-O-D-A. Moses Manlove had a second hotel, or what they called, and I quote, a boarding house. Aside from those in the Muscadet precinct in Grant County, several families are living in Iowa County. Now that's just south of the Wisconsin River, but to the east. They must have depended on their supplies from Muscadet or possibly Highland. If Richland County settlers really were, as reported, getting their mail at Muscadet, that would mean, of course, they were part of the census numbers. That 235 persons living north of the Wisconsin River, in what we now know as Richland County would be part of that census. The county history says the old log house used as a land office also served in 1847 as a store. So you'll take note that the land office was later moved to Mineral Point from Muscadet. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Cazenovia. It's in Westford Township.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
It's time for today's vital statistics for Sunday, August 3rd, 2025, from WRCO-FM. Michael E. Molzoff, 74, died July 24th at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Graveside services will be held Monday at 3 at the Greenwood Cemetery in Platteville, where military rites will be accorded by American Legion Post No. 24 and VFW Post No. 2474 of Platteville. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory of Platteville is assisting the family. Survivors of Mike Moloff include his children Dee Dee and Dean Turner, Penny and Avery Blado, Kenny Hardy, Kathy and Jason Richardson, Ralph and Amy Carley, along with 11 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. Michael E. Molzoff, 74. Myona M. Young, 99 of Boscobel, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held Monday morning at 11 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Boscobel with a burial in the West Fork Cemetery, Crawford County. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel today until 4. Friends may also call at Trinity United Lutheran Church Monday from 10 until the time of the service. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. Croix Hospice or the Boscobel Rescue Squad would be appreciated. Myona Young is survived by two sons, Terry and Diane Young of Boscobel, and Jeff and Donna Young of Gays Mills. 5 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-granddaughter. A brother, John Dilly, sisters-in-law, Pat Dilly and Rita Dilly, along with other relatives and friends. Myona M. Young, 99 of Boscobel. Frank J. Gunlock, 80 of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died Sunday, July 27th at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Burial will be in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 10 a.m. until service time at 11. Survivors of Frank Gunlock include three siblings, Bob Gunlock of Lone Rock, Joseph Gunlock of Mesa Mani, and Bernice and Daryl Dickinson of Dodgeville, along with nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Frank J. Gunlock, 80 of Wisconsin Dells, and formerly of Plain. Robert, known as Bob Frankie, 90 of Mauston and formerly of Bloom City, died Tuesday. A funeral service will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at the Mauston Methodist Church with burial in the Evergreen Cemetery south of Mauston. Friends may call at Crandall's Funeral Home in Mauston on Monday from 4 to 9. Friends may also call at the Mauston Methodist Church Tuesday from 9 a.m. until the time of the service at 11. Survivors of Bob Frankie include his children, Kim and Chris Poofall of Mauston, Joel and Myakri Frankie of Hillsboro, John and Carol Frankie of Yuba, and Jared Frankie of Mauston. 11 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren. Robert Bob Frankie, 90 of Mauston, and formerly of Bloom City. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21 of Richland Center, died Friday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Weitzel is survived by his daughters Maya and Lila, parents John and Tara Weitzel of Richland Center. 6 brothers and sisters, Taylor Weitzel and Marshall Jacqueline of Rapid City, South Dakota, Sterling Weitzel and Maddie Rabideau of Winona, Minnesota, Katrina Weitzel and Logan Tonstad of Spring Green, Ruthie Weitzel, Rebecca Weitzel, and John Weitzel, all of Richland Center. Grandparents, Roy and Dawn Burnt, and Dennis Derry, all of Richland Center. Great-grandmother, Amy Klingeman of Rockbridge, the mother of his children, Olivia Corey of Sextonville. Special aunt, Stephanie Derry of Richland Center. Many aunts and uncles, other relatives and friends. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90 of Avoca, died Wednesday at Upland Hills Health. A private graveside service will be held at St. Malachi Cemetery in Clyde. The Lulof Peterson Hauck Funeral Home is assisting the family. Joyce Albrecht is survived by 2 children, Debbie and James Fouts, and Danny and Lynn Albrecht, and 1 granddaughter. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90 of Avoca.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday so far. Back on the 17th of July, the Climate Prediction Center issued its newest round of 3-month forecasts, its outlooks, and for the period of August, September, and October for our area, it puts us at about a 30% chance of below average precipitation. Looking ahead just the next few days, it'll be really dry into the start of this next week, and then spotty rain chances midweek, slightly better late Wednesday night into Thursday. Even then, though, widespread forcing not expected to bring widespread and steady rain. Wednesday and Thursday looks again to be pretty scattered across the upper Midwest. And into September and October, probably about the same given the outlook. Temperature-wise, looks to be near average this coming winter season. Right now, the outlook puts us near average temperature-wise, but maybe even a little bit below, and precipitation-wise, it appears to be near average. So getting to your forecast for today, this afternoon, hazy sunshine at times due to that ongoing wildfire smoke aloft and continued air quality issues because of the particulates in the low levels. That looks to improve in the coming days as upper-level winds turn more west-southwesterly. Near 80 this afternoon, not really humid, the wind light from the southeast. Tonight, partly cloudy, comfortable, a low around 55 with areas of fog developing after midnight, and mostly sunny to partly cloudy on Monday, 81 degrees. Monday night, partly cloudy with fog possible after midnight, lows around 60. And Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sun, feeling a tad more humid later in the day, and there is a slight chance of a shower or two, maybe a thunderstorm late in the day with highs around 83. Wednesday, overall, partly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, especially in the late afternoon into the night, highs around 85. And scattered showers and storms will be possible on Thursday at times as well. Otherwise, partly cloudy and muggy, 87. Wednesday and Thursday combined, maybe a quarter to a half inch of rain. Of course, it depends on the development and track of the showers and storms. Warm summertime temperatures Friday into the weekend, highs near 90, overnight lows around 70. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
A reminder that the air quality alert has been extended, and that will run until Monday at noon. According to our meteorologist, could be extended a little further beyond that. We're at 78 degrees, that following a cool low of 52 and a high yesterday of 80. No precipitation to report the last couple of days. The record high in 1988 was 98, the record low 45 from 1966. Our extremes a year ago, 87 and 67. Sunset today at 8:21, sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:54. We have a north and northwest wind of between 3 and 5, and the barometric pressure is at 30.11. That is on the decline from earlier today. Hazy sunshine currently. We're actually down a degree now from our reading a moment ago. The warmest temperature, 78. The coolest temperature today, 52. And under hazy sunshine, we're at 77.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Ending Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Good afternoon. This is WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports. We'll look ahead to hometown baseball playoff action today. Phil Neat stops by. And how about those Brewers?
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM for your Sunday, I'm Adam Hess. We have hometown baseball on the radio today. Phil Nee has a preview of local baseball.
Later today, we'll have hometown baseball playoff action. It's the second weekend of the playoffs, and the Arena Aces will be on the road to play at the Blanchardville Bullets. I talked to Arena manager Nick Larson about their opponent this weekend.
Blanchardville is going to come out strong. They got some good pitching. They got some real good sticks in the lineup. You know, we were kind of in a, I like to think of a little midseason funk there when we got them at home. We kind of came off that tough loss against Argyle and then kind of maybe had our tails between our legs a little bit, and they definitely got after us. But I think we're looking to get a little revenge on them and hopefully come away with the win.
Pregame time 12:45 today. First pitch time around 1 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Arena at Blanchardville for the right to play in next weekend's section championship game. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. We look forward to that pregame at 12:45 this afternoon. The Brewers keep winning. Christian Yelich homered, Brandon Woodruff pitched 6 effective innings, and the Brewers beat the Washington Nationals yesterday 8-2. They have the Major League's best record at 66-44. They're 22 games over 500, and for the first time this season, they are sitting that far above. It also has a 2-game lead in the NL Central over the Cubbies, who lost 4-3 to Baltimore. The Brewers have won 17 of their last 21 and 20 of their last 26 games on the road. The Milwaukee Brewers put outfielder Jackson Chirio on the 10-day injured list after evaluations of a strained right hamstring revealed more significant issues than expected. Chirio was injured Tuesday when running on a bases with a triple in the 5th inning. The move was made retroactive to Wednesday, though manager Pat Murphy said the 21-year-old Chirio will likely require more than a minimum stay on the IL. Chirio is hitting .276. He has 17 homers, 67 runs knocked in, and 18 steals for the MLB leading Brewers. He was replaced on the active roster by outfielder Brandon Lockridge, acquired by the Brewers on Thursday from San Diego. And Sterling Sharp stood at the podium a few feet from his bronze bust. He took off his new gold jacket and handed it to fellow Pro Football Hall of Fame brother, Shannon Sharp. Shannon had given Sterling his first Super Bowl ring, and now Big Brother was returning the favor on stage after the crowning moment of his football career. Eric Allen, Jared Allen, and Antonio Gates joined Packer Sterling Sharp as the class of 2025 was inducted into football immortality during a ceremony at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium yesterday, where the Los Angeles Chargers beat the Detroit Lions 34-7 on Thursday. That kicked off the NFL preseason and the NFL Hall of Fame weekend ceremonies. Don't forget, we have hometown baseball playoff action today. Arena at Blanchardville, 12:45 pregame, 1 o'clock first pitch with Phil Nee from WRCO Sports. I'm Adam Hess.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
A reminder that the air quality alert has now been extended through Monday at noon. The air is expected to be unhealthy for sensitive groups due to particulates from wildfire smoke. Otherwise, for the remainder of your day, hazy sunshine, a few scattered clouds this afternoon, a high of 80. Partly cloudy, feeling comfortable tonight. Areas of fog will develop after midnight, 55. We will wake up to areas of fog early Monday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, haziness remaining, and the air quality alert could be extended past Monday, a high of 81. Mostly sunny Tuesday, partly cloudy by the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm and a tad more humid, a high of 83. And your midweek forecast Wednesday, overall partly cloudy and humid with a high of 85.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your
the 1980s, you know, even if vaguely, you remember that Vince Neil and Motley Crue did that song called Home Sweet Home. Country artist Justin Moore was sitting around the house one day and said, you know, I'd like to do a remake of Home Sweet Home, but not just any old remake. How can I make it really, really cool? Well, he called Vince Neil, former frontman of Motley Crue, and said, hey, you want to go ahead and join me on this? And by golly, he did, and that's the result from 2014. Home talent baseball's right around the corner, kids.
Well, here I sit high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? purple, and sugar sweet, and so's maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Good afternoon and welcome to Home Talent Baseball. It's the second round of the Western Section playoffs, and today we have a dandy lined up as the Arena Aces play at the Blanchardville Bullets. Coming up, comments from the managers as we get set for round number two of the Home Talent Baseball playoffs.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Larry Schlem, the manager of the Blanchardville Bullets, joins us on our Home Talent pregame show. Larry, are you having a good year with Blanchardville?
We started out really slow. We didn't have everybody here. We finally got some pitching help when the guys came back from school and graduated from high school. So we've kind of gotten better as the year has gone on.
Tell me about your team. What school districts do you draw from usually?
Well, all of our starters played for me here at the high school. Well, I take that back. We have one guy that moved into our school district, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and he's been playing here ever since he started playing. Otherwise, everybody's from here.
That's what I really like about this matchup, Larry, because I think the entire arena team graduated from River Valley High School, so that's what home talent is all about, isn't it?
Exactly. We're kind of proud of that, actually.
Looking at Arena, I know you've played them this year. What do you know about them?
Oh, I know that I think they had a bad day the time we played them. But I know they can hit. They have good pitching. They're solid. They were really good at the beginning. And we were bad at the beginning. I think we caught them on an off day. So I expect them to be much better, much more ready to go. And I don't think they appreciated how they played that day. I expect them to be ready to go.
Yeah, I see you have all-stars Drew Schlem, Dakota Dasher, and are they the guys that have kind of led for you this year on the field?
Well, Drew has has had a very good year. And Dakota kind of took a year off last year and came back and actually committed this year. So that has really helped him to get to all the extra bats that you usually don't get when you miss a year. You need as many bats as you can when you come back. But, yeah, Drew has – this is his best year by far since he started playing.
And what about pitching? Who generally starts for you? Who goes for you?
Well, last time Drew pitched against Arena, we didn't have anybody else really there. But he was solid. We have Hunter Enloe that is going to start this week. He's great. He just finished his third year of college. He was at Cole College. And we have Tyler McCune, a kid from here, that also relieves. And he's our shortstop, but he relieves too. So we have those four still ready to go.
The key is, and it's like this at any level, but especially when you get to the playoffs, you can't make errors, can you?
No, and the errors haven't been a huge problem when we throw strikes. We have had trouble with some of our guys that are starting that they don't throw, they walk too many people. 2 weeks ago, we played Mount Horb. We walked 12 and hit one and got beat 6-4, I think, or something like that. And then we played them last week and beat them 5-4. I think we walked three.
Yeah. Case in point, it makes quite a difference.
You just can't walk people and expect your defense to be good.
Right. Well, Larry, we look forward to the game. It should be a really good one. Anything else you want to add about your team today?
No, I just think we're playing a little bit better now, and hopefully they understand that this is chances you don't get every year. And hopefully they understand that and are come ready to play.
All right. Larry Schlem joining us on WRCO Sports.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
The Arena Aces picked up a win over Hollandale last week as they prepare for Blanchardville, a big game coming up here shortly on WRCO. I talked this past week with Nick Larson, one of the managers for the Arena Aces.
That was really fun, Phil. It was, we got after them, fell behind early, and we had a chance to tie it back up, but it took us a couple innings to get things going, and we had some... Everybody down through the line have contributed, whether it was base running or stolen bases, courtesy running. big hits, a couple timely steals. It was fun. It just kind of showed what that team's all about. This time of year, you need to play your best ball all the time, and I think our guys are ready for the situation.
When you look at this team from Blanchardville, you played them earlier this year. What do you know about them, Nick?
Blanchardville is going to come out strong. They got some good pitching. They got some real good sticks in the lineup. You know, we were kind of in a, I like to think of a little midseason funk there when we got them at home. We kind of came off that tough loss against Argyle and then kind of maybe had our tails between our legs a little bit, and they definitely got after us. But I think we're looking to get a little revenge on them and hopefully come away with the win.
I know you had a lot of fans that made a difference on Sunday. Do you think you're going to have a lot of fans from Arena traveling to Blanchardville?
Absolutely, Phil. As we talked before, you know, our fans are great. We've traveled, you know, down to Shulzburg, and it's nothing for us to pull in with, you know, 20, 30, 40 fans. And kind of nice, the opposing team often says, wow, you guys travel well. And it's been that way for forever in Arena as far as I can remember, and I'm sure you can relate through the years. It's just a great baseball community.
Well, you've got a real good problem to have. You've got really quality starting pitchers. How do you decide who goes on Sunday?
It's kind of just talk with the guys and, you know, and be like, how are you feeling? Who wants it? You know, and, yeah, it's like you said, it's a tough, good problem to have, but it's a moment's notice for anybody who doesn't start, and the guys are ready to do it.
Well, you have a full roster of guys on Sunday?
We will be down. Ethan Wickman, yeah, he's still traveling with Whitewater overseas. They're doing a little baseball traveling. But other than that, yes, we'll be full roster.
The keys are, again, as always in baseball, not booting the ball, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You know, that's kind of our philosophy is let's put the ball in play and make something happen. Just try to tell the guys, you know, be ready. Anticipate every play is coming to you, know what we're doing. And we've been doing a pretty good job of that. So I think they'll keep it up.
Well, this is what home talent baseball is all about. You got a couple of small towns battling on Sunday, don't you?
Yeah, it's really it's a nice setting down there in Blanchardville with the creek in the background. And, yeah, like you say, you take a nice country drive down and you get there and people know each other. And it's just a great atmosphere. Like you say, it's a small town ball. And on the other side of the bracket there, we got Belleville and Verona playing each other. And it'd be kind of nice to have those guys knock each other off and give us one of us small teams a shot at them. So.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we'll look forward to it on Sunday. Good luck as you get ready for the big one with Blanchardville.
Thanks, Phil.
Arena manager Nick Larson on WRCO's pregame show.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs. Located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cardinal Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Meister Cheese, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Cairns State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
From beautiful Blanchardville, Wisconsin. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Home Talent Baseball. I am Phil Nee, Adam Hess of the controls, and we've got Home Talent Baseball, nine innings of action going on today between the Bullets and the Aces in the second round of the Home Talent League playoffs. Hunter Enloe will be on the mound today to start for Blanchardville, and Nate Jennings gets the call for Arena on the hill this afternoon. Both teams have had good seasons. Blanchardville seated just atop of Arena in a two-spot, Arena a three-spot. Both enjoyed first-round victories in the playoffs, and the winner of today's game plays in the section final coming up next week. We'll introduce you to the teams that will be combating here today in just a moment. This is Home Talent Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy.